Bernie Pagan and Fantasy, 91.5 FM WNYE. The Disco Classics each and every Thursday night from 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock right here. Hello to my guest, Mr. Carlos De Jesus.
How you doing, Jay? Right?
Pretty good, thanks. I'm glad you made it. Did you get lost by any chance?
Not really. My girlfriend knows the area pretty good.
Zeta, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
see
hello,
you later,
Zeta. With a Z. Well, there's a lot of construction. I was worried that you weren't going to find
it. I got to ask you a question, man. Do you lock up Juan after the show? Put him in a cage?
Absolutely. Do you see the chain around it? He keeps the collar. He keeps the collar.
He's a wild dude, but he's a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Hello, Sadie.
Hello, darling. How are you?
Okay, Sadie.
Carlos,
yes, sir.
On my mind is what's cooking in your schedule?
Well, I'm working out in Newark, New Jersey now on AM 1430, which is an R&B station, much like BLS.
That's WNJR.
WNJR. Right? It's been around since like 1947.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't believe some of the people who've worked there. Herbie Hancock's worked there. Roscoe's worked there.
Herbie Hancock was a jock?
Tons of people, yeah. Well, in his younger days, like when he was in college and stuff. And Ken Webb worked there. A lot of people have gone to WNJR. And that's where I'm working now every day.
What is your shift?
Monday through Friday, afternoon drive from like 3 to 7.
Okay. Well, there you have it, listeners. If you want to catch Carlos, 3 to 7 on NJR. That's, what are the call letters again?
AM 1430. Right next to Radio Heat, man.
Absolutely.
Y Radio Wado.
Talk to Juan. He loves the Radio Wado. Okay. We have, I know you have this passion video show. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, being that I was once the host of Hot Tracks, and I used to pick videos for them and stuff in the early days, 2 or 3 years ago, I decided to try to do the same type of a concept but expand on it. And what I wanted to do is, if you watch Hot Tracks, they play a lot of the new videos, but they also don't play a lot of the good groups that are out. Like, I'll give you an example off the top of my head. People like Sapphire,
right.
Amaretto, Judy Torres. There's a whole bunch of groups that you hear a lot on the radio, especially like on Hot 103 and stuff. Mm-hmm. But you don't really see their videos because those particular groups, they are not with record companies that can afford to make videos for them. So what I'm trying to do is trying to get those groups exposure in addition to videos. And I also like, for example, you were on the show once. I interviewed you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I also want to interview a lot of people who are in the music business, in particular people who are into the kind of music that we're into, which is dance, disco,
right.
R&B,
people that are making
rap.
It happen, actually.
Yeah, more or less what they refer to as the streets.
That's right.
You know, the people that really do make it happen, the people that made Madonna and all those people years ago.
That's right.
Before they go on to wind up on the Johnny Carson show and stuff.
That's right, for the first time.
That's true, yeah.
Okay, so you're doing this out of Passion Nightclub.
I'm doing it out of Passion Nightclub. We're running it in Upper Manhattan right now. I think it's like 79th Street on the west side, up to like 219th Street, something like that.
What cable system is
it's
that?
It's Paragon Cable.
Paragon, okay.
It's on a nice time slot, Saturday nights from 8 to 9.
Okay.
It's a one-hour time slot. But we're only really doing that for a couple of months. What we eventually want to try to wind up is we're negotiating with Channel 9, Channel 11, and also the number one Spanish station, at 47, Channel 47, UHF. And whoever gives us a decent deal, whoever gives us a decent time slot and promotion and all those kind of things.
Okay, now you call it Live from Passions.
Because we come from Passions, which is in Fairview, which is one of your underwriters, one of your supporters.
They make it possible.
Right, right. Well, they make the show possible. Barely. they gave us a little money to put it together, and I kind of scrounged everything together and put it together.
Okay, so being Live from Passion, they do the actual, you tape them while they're performing live for the crowd, or do you set aside a certain time?
No, we like to capture.
Fake it.
No. We like to capture, first of all, we like the singers to sing. Okay, because it's kind of tacky when they just move their lips.
Okay, yeah.
You know, but
no,
we like to capture the excitement of people bouncing around, dancing, and doing the hustle or break dancing, whatever they dance the music to.
Absolutely. So when's the next one? Like, if our listeners want to check it out, they want to go to Passion, they want to be part of the cable show.
They can come down and be part of it. We have lined up for our next show, Monet. Mm-hmm. And Sapphire, and we might have the Throbby Dancers, who was a group of like break dancers from Heartthrobs Disco. Mm-hmm.
And guys, girls, or both?
Two guys and two girls.
Oh, yeah?
They're about 17, 18. They're bad, though.
Yeah?
They're bad.
They
kind of mix break dancing with jazz and acrobatics. They're very good. And a brand new group called EO, which is like four young Latinos that are kind of like in the TKA vein type of thing.
Yeah.
So we're doing that on July 5th, which is a Sunday.
Put that on your calendar.
Yeah, July
Sunday,
5th. Don't
July
forget.
5th.
Come on down. July 5th at Passions in Fairview, New Jersey.
You know, I checked out the video show, and I was really impressed because here I am watching cable.
Right.
What channel was it? 12, maybe?
Channel J.
Channel J, right, because I get the Paragon cable.
Saturday nights, 8 p.m., right, Channel J.
Yeah, drill that in.
Saturday nights, 8 p.m. Channel J. Yeah, no.
Do a Max Headroom. That's what I was getting to. I was really impressed.
Uh-huh.
The guys that put together the cable show did a takeoff on Max Headroom.
We call him Max De Jesus.
Max De Jesus?
Yeah.
Yeah, there goes that patented laugh. I remember that.
You can't really explain it. You have to see it, because if I sit here
that's
try to so explain
true.
Max De Jesus,
okay,
you'll
well,
never understand.
Carlos does
it, you know?
This.
Just catch the show, you know.
Exactly. Saturday night.
Channel
at
J.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
That was great,
Saturdays.
Though. It was put together well. Thank you, Carlos. We got the hint. You were going to keep on until I asked you, huh? Okay, another question that's been bothering me. Not bothering me, but I want to know, okay, from the old KTU days.
Why did you get fired? No, what?
No. Well, you can tell us that if you like, but what okay. I wanted to ask you
I'll
was...
I'll tell you anything you want to know.
What I want... Okay, fine. Why did you get fired?
Okay, I'll tell you what happened. You know what it is, Joey? We took the station and we made it very popular. As everybody knows, 92KTU was, if it wasn't the top station, it was one of the top stations in New York.
Mm-hmm.
At one time, WKTU used to play soft rock music, mm-hmm. and nobody listened to it. Okay, we changed it around. It became disco, and it became the talk of the town, and it was a very hot station.
What year was this?
This is, we did it around 79, mm-hmm. and we were cooking right up until 84. What happened was we took it from nothing and made it to number one. The people who own it, it's a business. That's really that's what right. killed us. It's a business. The people who owned it originally bought the station for less than $1 million, and they got an offer to sell it for $18 million.
Okay,
so if you had something that cost you less than $1 million, somebody offered you $18 million, you say, bye, yeah, here, it's yours. So that's what happened. And then they had the... They never, ever admitted it that they fired anybody, but they fired all of us. And mm-hmm. They started... I guess I was one of the first to go because I was the program director.
Right.
And then systematically they went on and on, and eventually they got everybody. And now I guess they got this guy, Howard Stern, and whatever right. it is, K-Rock. 92.
So in other words, that was the sale you were talking about, the $18 million sale to K-Rock.
Right.
Okay.
And they wanted to change it to rock and roll because mm-hmm. the people who bought it came from NEW, which was a rock station. They didn't understand disco. They hated disco.
Right.
They
would those hate, are the people that
they
went
hated
around,
the,
disco
yeah.
sucks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Disco.
Right, right,
those?
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah. And they hated when I used to play yep. a lot of disco. And they didn't even understand it. They mm-hmm. hated congas. They hated the people that liked disco. Mm-hmm. And it's a shame that like never came out, you know. It's like everybody just one day tuned the radio on and just,
sure.
it's like disappeared.
Exactly. It sure did.
And now, you know, Hot 103 is doing a decent job. They're, you know, they're filling what the void that we left, mm-hmm. you know. And
a lot of club material. A lot
yeah,
of stuff that people
you know.
Will
yeah,
only
I mean, it was always there. People always loved disco.
That's right.
The stations, I don't know what happened. I would have jumped on it right away.
That's right.
It took about 2 years
while,
for somebody
it?
To come in
Everybody
and realize
started
it.
Playing
it's
same
the stigma.
Thing.
It's the stigma that's attached to our people because they would rather when you see because a radio station, its aim is to get as many listeners as it can,
mm-hmm.
and they try to get certain types of listeners. Okay.
The people that are going to buy.
Well, yeah, and people who have money,
mm-hmm.
a lot of money, and there's a certain stigma attached to people who listen to disco and people who listen to black music. You can understand what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want that. So they figure they'll play rock and roll and get certain types of audience
right.
that they can sell and they're more comfortable with. That's what the whole question was about.
Right.
If we had owners that were Spanish and black, we would have had no problem. We would have went on being number one forever. Maybe not number one, but a very competitive
right up there.
Station.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. Hot 103 is not number one now, but it's a very mm-hmm. popular station with a lot of people that are into dance music.
Mm-hmm. Well, the guys from KTU, there were a bunch of you, and I was
fortunate. We're all semi-retired, man.
Semi? Come on, you're all young.
Well, let's see.
You're close.
Roscoe is now on a station called WBAI,
right,
99 point whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's I don't know when he's on. And Paco's got, like, his own little advertising firm. So you hear him on Radio Hit and on Spanish television. You know. He's back where he started.
Juan, Paco, you got to get in touch
yeah,
with Paco.
Yeah, right,
you
right.
might get some work.
I thought it was on the way here. It sounded a little bit like Paco with it. Then who else is there? Freddie Colon and Al Bandiero have been hired by Hot 103.
Right.
And Joe Corsi's in Brooklyn.
Whatever happened to him? Is he on the air?
Matter of fact, your show, he must listen to your show. He loves the kind of music.
Yeah.
But he used to play this kind of music when he was on the air.
We used to make the mixes for him. And
One
thing I remember by Joe, if you're listening, call me here and fight me on this. He never promoted our names. I mean, everyone else did. And
yeah.
I guess you were supposed to, but he didn't really dig it in like you guys. You really publicized our
Well,
names,
yeah, I guess, you
great.
Know, that depends on the person. I like to give people mm-hmm. credit, you know. I
Absolutely.
Don't like to make believe that I'm the one up there mixing, you know.
Right.
So
right, a lot of people actually
I
think we're doing live.
I gave everybody credit. I gave Jelly Bean and you
right.
and Animal and Aldo and the Latin Rascals,
mm-hmm.
who are all superstars now.
Oh, I get it.
You know, I'm very proud of everybody, too.
Absolutely.
But You know, that's what you got to do. First of all, you guys weren't paying a lot to do it. If I recall, you probably paid about $20
per tape. Well, it was like $50 for every 3 hours.
Okay. Well, that's a lot of work that you put into three hours. So that we figured that the least we could do was promote you and give you credit. And that's, you know. Now, Joe didn't do it. I don't know. I don't know what the problem was. But, you know, it sure wasn't a problem. He was probably just...
Joe, call 718-774-2600. We want to know why.
Send me a pizza, Joe.
Okay. So do you keep in touch with these guys?
Well, I
you
run
know
into
what they're
them
doing?
On occasion.
Yeah.
And I constantly hear about them from other people. But no, no, everybody's basically doing their own thing. G. Keith is at KISS, I
That's
think, or
right,
BLS.
G. Keith, yeah.
And he does voiceover, a lot of voiceovers,
yeah,
Kentucky Fried Chicken and all that. Roscoe does a lot of voiceovers. Paco, too, in the Spanish market. Jay Thomas is probably in Hollywood, you know, trying to become a television star. And... who else? Was that it? Is that everybody? Johnny Allen is on KISS.
That's right. Johnny's still working here.
And I probably forgot one or two people. Who? Jim Harlan. Like, nobody cares.
You're terrible. That's right.
That's about it, right? Oh, Diane Pryor is on
Z100. She's still on Z?
She used to work with us, too.
And Frankie Blue.
Frankie Blue's the music director,
also.
Yeah.
At Z100?
He's the music director, yeah, at Z100.
And it's good to hear they're still doing something.
Yeah, you know.
Well, I got into this. I'll tell you, I had a really good opportunity to start doing something like this. This is a 20,000-watt station. I was really surprised at first. The one drawback, it's in mono. And a lot of the disco music is done in perfect stereo.
But, Joey, I listen to you on occasion, and it doesn't matter because a lot of this music you don't hear that much anymore. So when you do get to hear it, it really doesn't matter. You know, it's on FM, first of all, which is nice. Mm-hmm. The biggest problem, I think, is just getting the word and spreading the word, letting people know that you're here, because if people knew, I'm sure they would listen. I think that's one of my, you know, I don't mean to criticize, because I really don't care about Hot 103, but that's one of my little personal criticisms, that they don't play enough good oldies. Mm-hmm.
You know they're starting to now?
They should.
It kind of irks me, because
they're taking away your crowd, right?
I don't think they'll do that. I think I dig deeper down, like the real early 70s.
And you're more consistent,
and I'm sure.
Too.
Well, actually, a good friend of ours, Animal, is helping them pick out a few classics to play. You know?
Right,
so
right.
I'm sure they're going to play the right ones. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
So what else do you have upcoming? We talked about the show, the 19th, is it, of July?
No, the 5th of July.
The 5th of July. Okay,
the
that's the live.
The 5th of July.
5th of
right
July.
After July 4th, the day after July 4th.
Okay, live at Passion.
Yeah.
And they should dress
live
for TV
Passion.
Or what?
They should dress for television. And, you know, if you're a lady, you can dress very skimpily and come down and have a good time, you know.
And hang out
I'll
near
definitely
Carlos.
Put you on TV.
Fantastic.
But we always try to do a nice show. And what they should do is really call Passion, you know, to find out. Because right now we don't have all the groups lined up. But we usually have good groups. We've had Soleil and Amaretto.
Every Friday they have something happening there.
Yeah.
And I give out passes. As a matter of fact, we're going to do that in just a little bit. Give the first five people at 718-774-2600 a chance to check out the act at Passion. Do you know who's going to be there this week? I forgot to check with Jimmy. You can still go. I don't know who's there, but you can bet they're hot.
Yeah, it's going to be somebody. They had James Silk last Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Too bad you
heard that was nice.
No, they should call the club at 941-1933 in Jersey and find out, I guess.
Okay, I want a comment from you for our listeners.
I want to thank
leave
you
something.
For having me here, by the
my
way.
Pleasure.
It's
my
a
pleasure.
Lot of fun.
We keep bumping into each other. And
yeah,
finally
I
got you on.
Foxes and where else I see you?
Passion.
Passions.
An employment line.
I'm cashing out welfare.
So I want you to leave a thought in our listeners' minds. I mean, if you want to leave them something to think about,
okay.
Now's your chance.
Okay. If for all those people out there who really, really dig the music that J.I. Starr plays, or if you dig anybody out there who's doing it for you on any particular radio station, appreciate while you have it because it never lasts forever. So if you really like what you're listening to, appreciate the heck out of it. Appreciate Sadie. Appreciate Juan acting all crazy here. Appreciate J.I. Starr doing it for you. You don't get paid too much for this, do you, Jay?
No, I pay to be on the air.
Okay, well, dig that. This guy's, like, doing it for practically nothing, okay? So, like, really appreciate it and enjoy it as I do. And, again, thank you for having me.
Thanks
here.
A lot, Carlos.
And God bless and all the best. If you ever need any good disco oldies, man, I got a great collection for you. Right?
Wait a minute. That's what I wanted to ask you before you go. What happened to the KTU library?
I stole it.
All right, I'll be over at your house to pick out a few. All right.
The KTU library. What happened is once I got fired, I didn't care. So I mean, and Kelly was gone, my secretary. So I don't really know who has it. I don't think a lot of people cared at that point. Let me tell you the truth. A lot of the DJs, if it wasn't for certain people, they really didn't know their music. Mm-hmm. So I don't think a lot of people took a lot of records. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
The majority of the records that were taken are in Carlos de Jesus' house. I took all the
like
Christmas.
I said, I'll be over to pick out a few that are scratched.
I got them $10, man. Untouched, unopened.
All right, Carlos, thank you so much.
Oh, let me introduce this one.
Oh,
this one,
absolutely.
Paco used to love this song. This is Café?
Yeah.
By, what's the name of the group? DD something?
DD
Sound.
Yeah.
Paco used to love this record because it has, like, Spanish lyrics in it, and he got a chance to say Café and promote El Pico. Remember,
that's
remember
right.
that? Paco for Pico.
How about Paco's panties?
W-K-T-J. And Paco's panties.
All right, thank you so much, Carlos, and I hope to catch you back very, very soon.
Y buena suerte.
Thanks a lot.